following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on the only syndicated afternoon sports radio show, Superfly Hayes. He is our executive producer. A lot of conversation and opinions this afternoon. Superfly's worried that we had some technical issues on trying to get the huge call into X's and Bros, which is heard weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on the Michigan Sports Network. I said, those things happen. Then he told me he was really upset about Biles withdrawing from the Olympics because of mental health issues. And the women's gymnastics team took a silver instead of gold. And Superfly finally admitted in the last segment that he was overwatching the gymnastics replay. And the fact that the most powerful gymnastics team in the world didn't win a gold bothered him, and that why would Biles withdraw? Why wouldn't she be there for her team? I'm not, you know, mental health issues, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not. People are like comparing it, what if Brady threw a pick six and in the locker room said he didn't want to come out? Oh, you mean like Aaron Rodgers said he didn't want to play until he showed up last night? Oh, and the paparazzi in Green Bay was there to watch his plane land. What's a paparazzi number in Green Bay? Two people with cameras? One's a beta. The day this show gets into debating gymnastics, we're done. That's it. Superfly, if you're bummed out they got a silver instead of the gold, so be it. U.S. women didn't win a gold in softball. Japan got the gold. They got a silver. You know what? You got a shot at three medals. So be it. Women's soccer advanced, and people are still cheering against them. 0-0 draw, but they advanced to the quarterfinals. I'm getting a text from Julie in Southfield, which I assume listening on AM 1270. The women gymnasts are the greatest athletes in America. Okay. You know what? Biles withdrew. Life goes on. Superfly, there was almost tears. And I didn't know he was a huge gymnastics fan. So I'm cool with it, though. You can love any sport you want to when you listen to The Huge Show or you work on air or behind the scenes. Inside this hour, Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News, Graham Couch from the Lansing State Journal. I want to get their thoughts on that DraftKings Sportsbook board futures number on total regular season wins. The over-under for Michigan State is 5. I don't know why I'm thinking over. I don't. Michigan is 7.5, and we had Doug Karsh on from the Wolverine Radio Network and the Ticket in Detroit earlier, he agreed with me. I think 7-5 team. And then after Karsh was done on air, I'm thinking, if the Wolverines go 7-5, will that be enough to keep Harbaugh around for another season? I don't know. And the thing is, Mel Tucker is rebuilding the program. I think if they're 5-7, Spartan fans are fine, and there'll be some pressure to win for Tucker in his third year in 2022. But if Michigan is 7-5, and let's say they finish fourth in the Big Ten East, is it how you finish 7-5? I think that will be the factor. Do you give Ohio State a game? You can't lose to Michigan State again. If Harbaugh loses to Michigan State again and he's 7-5, I don't think he'll be back in 2022. I don't. You need to go back and revisit history on why Jim Harbaugh was courted to take over Michigan football, why he was paid upwards of $8 million a year, and it was to create a football factory that one day could supplant Ohio State in their own division and get to the Big Ten championship game, a place Michigan football has never been. You can say what you want about D'Antonio. You can say anything you want about the lack of personality. But what he did at Michigan State, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Even if the scoreboard said Alabama whipped your ass, it still was an appearance in the college football playoff. Speaking of Michigan State, Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, Spartan Insider. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, Huge. How's it going?
It's going good. Hey, before we get going, I want to get your thoughts on that DraftKings Sportsbook futures prop bet. Total regular season wins for Michigan State on their board. Over-under was 5. And I don't know why I want to think over, Matt. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I heard a different one yesterday at 4.5, and I really liked the over of 4.5. So I guess I would at 5, too. But, you know, I don't feel certain about it. I don't feel like it's a sure thing. But I don't know. I feel like a bowl game, being bowl eligible, so that's 6 wins, I think that should be an expectation for this team this year. So in that sense, yeah, I take the over on 5 as well. I mean, I could see where it'd be a little dicey, but that's probably where I'd land on it.
Why am I feeling they could be? Is it? I think it's a list of transfers, the quality of transfers that are coming in. I think that's why I feel a 6-6, 7-5 possible season. I lean more towards 6-6.
Right, I agree with you completely. I mean, even just at the linebacker position, you look at the talent level of guys they added there, whether it's Proveris Crouch, a kid from Tennessee, the Brown kid from Minnesota, Van Summer to Michigan, might not be a huge role, but these are all guys that significantly upgraded that position. I think they upgraded in a lot of spots, but the back end defensively as well. And we've seen some playmakers on offense. Kenneth Walker, I think, is going to help in that backfield. We'll see about Jarrett Horst as a tackle because we know that offensive line certainly needs to play better. But I think these are guys that have performed at a high level, most of those guys at a Power 5 level. So I think it's fair to have that sort of optimism. Now, how it all comes together, we'll see. But I just think the talent level has increased significantly there with a lot of those guys.
What do you like about Mel Tucker in terms of what he's building, doing, rebuilding, reloading, whatever you want to call it, Matt? From his first day to where we are today, positives you see that Tucker has taken Michigan State football in the right direction?
Well, I mean, there's certainly you kind of feel like you're moving out of old school into more of a new school sort of setting. And I think of that, you know, especially relative to recruiting and being able to draw some of these transfers in. I mean, this is a guy, I think, that you can see that players and young men relate to. And I think you can definitely see that. The other thing, too, is on the recruiting trail, they're starting to go, you know, for guys that have frames and sizes that fit the level they want to be at. I mean, we talk about the offensive line a lot, and Michigan State for years was known as guys that were good offensive linemen, but were just a little bit undersized, You know, it's probably why they didn't have a lot of first-round draft picks in you know, outside of Jack Conklin, really. Now you're seeing them go after guys that are already 6'6", 6'7", guys that can build up into that frame and be high-level tackles, high-level interior offensive linemen. Now, that takes a little time, and we'll see how it all works out. But I think you've seen a real focus on that, of really kind of ramping that up, getting those guys that you can make into Big Ten high-level Power 5 players. And you've seen a lot of, especially up front with the guys they've already recruited on the offensive line. I think that's going to pay off. Maybe not this year, but I think it will certainly in the long run, because they've needed to upgrade that particular area of recruiting a lot for the last few years.
Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News. He follows everything Michigan State, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. On to Oklahoma, Texas moving to the SEC, Big Ten. There was a report out of Oklahoma City, exploratory conversation with Oklahoma State. Then another report, hey, they're not going to add anybody. They could be forced to grow the conference or be left behind. Your thoughts on what the future holds for the Big Ten adding additional teams?
I have to. Nothing. The fear really is, then who starts coming from the Ohio States and Michigans of the world? You know, I mean, it seems crazy to think that watching the SEC grow like that, who knows what else happens. You know, let's say they come to Ohio State and Michigan with an offer. Are they not going to listen? That's my biggest fear for the Big Ten, if you don't continue, you know, to, I guess, keep up with the Joneses a little bit. Now, where you turn, we could do that 100 different ways. You mentioned a couple schools there. I'm not sure how much they move the needle. Is there a Pac-12 sort of merger agreement?
Matt Charbonneau going through an area with few towers. Not 5G, not 4G, not 3G, not 2G, not even 1G. He has minus 47,000 Gs. You there, Matt?
Yeah, I got you. Sorry.
I think we're coming back at you a little bit. Every once in a while when we're doing a live show, you get the mobile coverage, and it's things we have to live with. Yeah, I think college football is going down this path, and it really began when the Power Five was established. And you can easily do the math that there's going to be 60, 70, 80 teams, and they're going to end up only playing each other in an NFL-style format. And that will be it, and they won't play the other schools. It all will be for TV, power games, nonstop. And if the other non-Power 5 schools are smart, they would form their own playoffs, their own TV network, and I'm talking football, not other sports. But they would be smart to do that immediately and form championships. You see where I'm coming from? I could – you know what that was? Superfly, I tried to tell the passengers, it's okay, we're going to land. Don't worry about the fire on both engines and the fact that one wing is gone. I still tried to get through the conversation, and it just crashed and burned. He's just in a bad... He's probably driving back and forth from Lansing, and he's probably stuck in that little area between like Howell and Williamston, when you're on the highway and the highway's packed, and he's got two bars. We are getting reports. Again, the Huge Show is reporting that Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News, Michigan State insider, now has entered a two-bar zone. Let's go to live coverage as Matt joins us.
Hey, I'm up to three bars now.
Three
and
bars.
Here's the funny thing. I'm just outside of Columbus, Ohio, so you know, they need to up their game.
Nah, you got to stop by an ATM. That's the only way you can increase to 5G in the Columbus area. So in the end, I think, as I said before, we lost your buddy, that we're going to get an NFL-like format that will feature 60, 70 Power 5 schools that will play each other every year, and they'll have their playoff with their 12 teams. And that will be done for TV money. And then the other schools, you know, the MACs and the mid-major D1 football conferences, and even some of the, you know, football subdivision schools, they all need to get together and have their own TV deals and their own championships. That's what needs to happen.
Well, it sure feels like that's the direction we're heading. I mean, we thought we were headed there like this, you know, what, 10 years ago, you know, 8-10 years ago when we saw the first wave of realignment and people moving. It just feels like that's where we're headed. You're right. I mean, the Power Five split off a while ago. It just felt inevitable that that's where we'd end up. This might just be one of the next big moves to get toward that. And we'll see how quick it comes, but I think you're right. I think that's where we're going to end up. It's just a matter of when and how it's all aligned.
At the end of the day, and this is no disrespect to Central, Western, Eastern, or any other D1 school, I would rather see the Power Five all play each other, or the Big Ten, depending on how much they expand, that you play nothing but Big Ten games. It would be more entertaining. It would develop a true champion. And I think in the end, it would be a better draw. And nothing against these money games, but the teams don't need them. Play the big boys, play everybody in your conference and see what, or as many as you can, with a couple of non-conference games and move on.
I don't disagree with you. The only issue is if those schools like Central, Eastern, Western, that level, you know, make sure they get a deal. They're able to work out some sort of TV deal that pays their bills, because we know how much schools like that rely on money to make play in the bigger boys. So, yeah, we'll see how it ends up, but yeah.
And Matt, thank you, buddy. I think we lost you again. So he's down in Ohio. Anyway, he's down in Columbus. He's probably with his kids at a tournament. That's okay. Yeah, I know Western fans are happy when they're going to see Western play Michigan, and it's a payday game. But at the end of the day, would you rather see Michigan opening up against Wisconsin with Washington the next weekend? And that's not a knock on the Broncos or Central. They're not packing their stadiums. So you ask yourself, where are things going? And you heard it earlier on the show that you're going to get D1 programs that aren't going to play football. If the money's not there. So in this evolution of expanded playoffs versus playing a schedule and conferences now expanding, you're going to get conferences who are going to want more conference games for their networks, for their TV deals. And it's business. So what's the path for Central, Western, Eastern, other D1 schools? Develop your own playoff. People love playoffs. They do. They love playoffs. You don't think a playoff game in Kalamazoo for Western, if they were playing Tulsa, wouldn't mean something more than Western playing Michigan and you hope they're going to give them a game? Play, you have Power Five, and then you have Division 1A. And they have their own playoffs. I love that idea. And it's coming with the Power Five group and the billions in TV money that unfortunately they don't care about the other universities. They care about their own school and their own conference because it's business. Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal, will join us coming up in our next segment. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, in about 30 minutes. And Superfly off the text chain, where you can text the word HUGE to 21,000. A lot of people are saying, hey, man, I'm hearing about this call you made to Anthony Bellino this morning about Stafford and the Lions. And it was broadcast on the Michigan Sports Network. And that's Chuck from Bay City, who I assume is listening on 100.9. Well, Chuck, here's this long-distance dedication.
Bill Simonson is joining us on the phone right now.
Bill Simonson is joining us on the phone right now. The huge one. Huge, is that you?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. And Ryan and Dan, by the way, the Ryan and Dan Best of Karaoke, the on-hold music is phenomenal. I think they should release it on Apple Music, but we'll talk about that later. I'm on my way to get a little golf in this morning before I do the huge show later this afternoon. And God bless Steve, and God bless all the people that call one of your 18 phone lines every day. And that guy says, well, when golf is gone, I've had it, Anthony. Is that everybody is treating
The end of the Matt Stafford era, like Jesus Christ, has moved to Los Angeles, and the Lions have no talent. They're not going anywhere. I advise Steve and everybody listening to look at the numbers. You've lived by numbers with Matthew Stafford and the fastest of 45,000. You know, let's look at numbers with Stafford. He is 8-67 as a starting quarterback against teams that finished over 500.
Wow.
8-67 in his career. You know who's better in the red zone throwing the ball? Goff than Stafford. How many times did we settle for field goals with Stafford? When he had Golladay, when he had Jones, when he had Calvin Johnson, when he had Hawk, when he had Golden Tate. This love affair with the end of the Stafford era is total misinformation from Twitter. These people should be banned. I've had it. I'm telling you right now. Jared Goff will go 9-8 as the Lions starting quarterback this year. Could have won the NFC North if Rodgers didn't come back. And Matt Stafford, if you look at Los Angeles, it just wasn't Goff. I watched him a lot last year. It's not just Goff. Their line's getting old. You got Kupp and Woods who can't stretch the field. Defenses come up. They put eight guys in the box. You know, Matt Stafford was a good guy. He was a good husband, maybe a great husband, maybe a great friend. I get he loved Detroit. But at the end of the day, he was just a mid-level NFL quarterback. And everybody acting, and I'm talking all of Michigan and even America, that he's the MVP, that he's in the Rodgers category, that he's in the Breeze category. How about you win a damn playoff game first? Oh, and wait a minute. The Lions fans will all trumpet all of his big numbers, but never – never point a finger at him for any of those losses at 8-67 against teams that finished over 500. Or how many times did we see settle for field goals early? But gosh darn it, when we're down 28-3, Matt Stafford could find a way to make it 28-24 and throw for 400 yards in the fourth quarter. You have got to give Jared Goff a chance to succeed. His numbers, his age, his resume, outside of the fastest at 983,000 yards. And by the way, Matt Stafford now has signed on to do Space Jam 3 because he can't be any damn worse than LeBron James reading cue cards.
The huge one, bringing the fire in huge. One thing I'll never understand, where everybody always wanted to say, well, Stafford never won a playoff game, and Stafford never did this, and he never did that. And now all of a sudden, we got a guy who has won a division. He has won playoff games. He's played in the Super Bowl, but now all of a sudden, the guy's no good. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I say we all pump the brakes. We let Jared Goff in this Lions team. It's a process here. It's going to take a couple years, but let's buy in and let's see what happens. Let's let it play out before we write this thing off like Jared Goff some bum and Matthew Stafford was the greatest thing ever, because when he was here, nobody liked Matthew Stafford. He was an underachiever and he couldn't win big games and he couldn't do this and he couldn't do that. Now that he's gone, all of a sudden, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And as you mentioned, he's in the category with the Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilsons. It makes zero sense. Huge. My man, we're up against it. I appreciate the call. A lot of fire.
You're up against it. And by the way, one final thing.
Yes, sir.
Lions fans have pumped the brakes since 57. See ya.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
It's a new day, a day of winning big at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Each Friday, you can win premium play prizes and bonus entries into a grand prize giveaway. Visit SoaringEagle.com for details.
100 games into the 2021 season, let's take a moment to appreciate just how good a rookie season Akil Badu is having. He's not just having a good rookie season for a Rule 5 guy. Offensively, he's having one of the greatest seasons as measured by OPS Plus by a Tigers rookie in franchise history. And with his power and speed combination, well, there's never really been another Tigers rookie quite like him. In the last 70 years, only Chris Shelton and Matt Noakes have had a higher OPS plus, but neither had speed, neither had the upside of Akil Badu. Badu's adjustments have been impressive. As the league started to pitch him tougher, he's answered by putting together more disciplined at bat. He's much better with men on base and with the bases empty. His defense is getting better every day. There's a long way to go in Akil Badu's development, he'll tell you that. And that's actually pretty exciting when you consider all he's already accomplished.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rheem dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rheem, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rheem.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our talented producer. Superfly, a lot of people are asking where they can hear that huge call to Anthony Bellino and X's and Bros this morning in regards to Stafford and that caller that said, what are we going to do after 2 years with golf? Who's next up? Did you put that up at thehugeshow.net in the huge audio section? If you want to hear it, it's there. We're inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store will stay right here in Michigan. For a location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. One of the most shocking videos that I watched over the weekend. Superfly, did you see it? It was a soccer challenge between two friends, one by the name of Phil Friend and Graham Couch, doing a soccer shootout, I assume at an area Lansing soccer match. The carnage afterwards can't be explained on the radio. Grown men with pulled hamstrings, ruptured Achilles, testicles not in the same place they were before the event began. It was a video that should be a learning tool for all men, that at some point you're not the athlete you thought you was, and you're not the athlete you'll never be. Graham Couch for the Lansing State Journal. He is standing by, also Couch in the Root podcast. Man, Graham, I'm watching you guys. I think my quote was on my tweet on your video was, where's the Benny Hill music after watching you?
You know, it was one of those things. It was for charity, and it was a comment that was made on the podcast. Not even by me. This wasn't supposed to be me having to do this. By the Rube himself, a year or two ago when I think it was like the Taiwanese goalkeeper in the Women's World Cup gave up 11 goals. He made the offhanded comment, I think I could do better. And I was like, there's no way you could do better. Well, these are world-class soccer players. You would give up a million goals. And so the idea was we were going to have professionals shoot at him and just to prove the point. But somehow it morphed into this. They did it for charity. They had a number of people who were actual athletes shooting at me, but one who was out there was my colleague Phil Friend. And the thing is, the reason the ball got by me is Phil is so bad. I was reading his eyes and reading his legs. That's not where he was aiming. He was aiming to go to his right or his left up in the corner, and he kicked it straight because he has no athletic ability whatsoever.
Man, after watching the video of you and Phil, I almost called Lionel Messi and said, can I play with you in Barcelona? I felt that. You guys look like two brothers who were settling the bet in the backyard, and you've never played soccer in your life. It was awesome. That video was priceless. Hey, I wanted to bring you on and get your thoughts on where the Big Ten is going. Because of Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC, is the Big Ten going to add on? Could they one day get the SEC coming to Ohio State and Michigan and saying, do you want to join us? The most powerful college football entity, maybe sports entity in America. Your thoughts, short term and long term, where the Big Ten is going?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly a something to pay attention to if you're the Big Ten. Like, wow, the SEC is getting stronger, bigger, more teams, all that stuff. But I don't think the Big Ten necessarily has to do anything because the Big Ten is one of the two top halves in college sports. If it's the Big Ten, it's the SEC. And, you know, if you're nobody ever leaves the Big Ten. I mean, I sometimes think Nebraska might someday, but people just don't leave what the Big Ten has to offer. And if you're Ohio State, for example, and the money is comparable to what the SEC is getting, what is the SEC, what would that offer? A harder road to the playoff? Like I get why Oklahoma and Texas did this. This is a bottom line financial arrangement. This is what they want. But it doesn't help them get to the college football playoff, not in a 12-team playoff, not in a 4-team playoff. Think about this. They had a decent path to the playoff. Both of them, Oklahoma had been there multiple times. This is about money and just money. And if you're Ohio State, you already have an amazing path to the playoff. You're the unquestioned top program in the league you're in a league that rakes in a ton of money. And there's just no need to. And not only that, look at what the league did at the end of last year when you didn't play enough games to qualify for the conference tournament or conference championship game. They bent over for you. So I don't think there's any risk of the traditional Big Ten schools going anywhere. Whether the Big Ten does anything to add and looks around the landscape and says that school fits what we want, our footprint or our, you know, I mean, that I don't know. I mean, that's where it gets interesting because there aren't a ton of schools like in the Big 12 right now or what's left of the Big 12 that make much sense for the Big Ten.
You mentioned Nebraska. There's a part of me that said, okay, Oklahoma, Texas go to the SEC. Would Nebraska want to return to more of a geographical friendly conference for all their sports, including football? And with Oklahoma and Texas leaving, Nebraska and Scott Frost could be thinking, and their athletic department, we could be more competitive and more visible in the Big 12. And like you said, maybe one leaves and the Big 10 slides in somebody else. But that Nebraska situation will be interesting to watch. Would they leave the Big 10 to return to the Big 12?
Yeah, I mean, they're the one school that seems like they don't fit quite as well as the others. And
right.
But the money is still, I mean, you know, think about Maryland left the ACC because the Big Ten basically got them out of debt. You know, Maryland wanted the cash, and they left. I mean, there is no greater fit than Maryland in the ACC, and yet they're in the Big Ten. I mean, I think that tells you that the power and prestige of the Big Ten. And there is, you know, the Big Ten also, it's a little different than the SEC. The SEC, I mean, Texas would fit what the Big Ten is, but it is also about they want AAU institutions with, you know, top 100 schools. And the other thing is they want graduate research institutions that fit who they are. Like Oklahoma would never be asked to come to the Big Ten. Just wouldn't happen. Texas would, and they fit. So there's that consideration, too. Oklahoma State, Kansas State, these sort of schools aren't going to be Big Ten schools. And so it's more, you know, you're thinking of the Virginias, the North Carolinas of the world, the Pitt, you know, that would fit. Those. The ACC actually has a lot more, but their grant of rights deal is difficult to see a team getting out of right away. And the other thing is, if I'm the Big Ten, I'm not sure you have to do anything. I mean, you look around, say there's a 12-team playoff. Texas is basically Michigan, right? They're a program that's a big brand that's made good football but hasn't been relative most years in the national playoff conversation in a while. And how does joining a league with all the powers that the SEC has helped them get there? When there's a 12-team playoff, maybe there's enough spots, but if you're going six conference champions, I don't know that this improves Oklahoma and Texas getting to the playoff. I think this improves their financial bottom line.
That's it, and it was about money. Well said, Graham Couch, Couch in the Room podcast. Also, FIFA 22, him and Phil Friend may be covered. Teammates on FIFA 22 for Xbox.
The box isn't big enough.
And that's only PlayStation. Thank you so much, my man. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Phil.
Bye. All right, Graham Couch from the Lansing State Journal joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Radio Network.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21000.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. And use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own Purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research. Get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodation. From a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Go check in with the fun governor, Tim McCullough, who is standing by from the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And Timmy, what's happening at Soaring Eagle?
Man, we have so much going on, Bill, as we talk about every week. But let's talk about Friday's Summer Cash Bash, where you can win your share of $10,000 in cash. It happens between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. right here at Soaring Eagle on our gaming floor. Right in front of the Ascend is where that goes down. And Saturdays are Life's a Beach giveaway, $100,000. That goes down between 6 p.m. p.m. and 11 p.m. All you need is your Players Club card to be part of that great giveaway, and maybe you can walk away with the cash. And also, a lot of going on in August. Sizzling Summers, Fridays in August between 7 and 10 p.m., where you can win up to $10,000. And also, Bill, we like to include Saturdays in January, as we love Fridays and Saturdays, and that's our end of summer $100,000 cash giveaway in August, where you can win up to $50,000. Two winners for $50,000 each on August 28th at 11:30 p.m. So that'll be a lot of fun there in August. And of course, you know all the great shows we have with our Outdoor Summer Concert Series. Everybody's talking about them, and we're going to continue to do that. Kid Rock with special guest Tesla. Some tickets still available for that show, August 15th. Soon to be sold out, Keith Urban with special guest Lindsay L, August 28th. Tim McGraw with special guest Lauren Elena, September 18th, and Megadeth and Lamb of God, September 24th. And then we're moving back indoors October 1st with Bare Naked Ladies. Let me say that again, October 1st with Bare Naked Ladies. And I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to finishing out the summer here at Soaring Eagle, going big with all those great shows, and then back indoors in October. And we'll keep you updated as those shows continue to be released as we move throughout the year. And looking forward to it, Bill. October 30th, Boys to Men as well.
Wow, and that will be indoors with Boys to Men and Bare Naked Ladies when the Summer Outdoor Concert Series concludes. If you want to get tickets to any of the shows Timmy just talked about, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com, the Soaring Eagle box office in Mount Pleasant, and also download the Eagle Access app, and don't forget about the Soaring Eagle Water Park and Hotel right across from the casino property in Mount Pleasant. They also have the Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel in Standish for our listeners on 100.9 FM in the Midland Bay City, Saginaw area. Timmy, thanks for the update, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks. Good to hear your voice, Bill.
All right. Tim McCullough, the fun governor, joining us from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. You know what I'm thinking? I'm about sick. Michigan, Tuesday afternoon. Superfly Hayes, not once, not twice, but on the third time, got the huge call in the air. He's a man. Superfly, the best thing I love about this show is that every day is unpredictable. It's a beautiful thing. I do have an invitation for everybody to join me on August 14th at the Glencairn Golf Club in Greenville here on the west side of the state. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Montcalm County, Carol Rasmussen, and all the great volunteers and Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greenville are having a scramble, which will take place at 9 a.m. That's Saturday, August 14th. That will be at the Glencairn Golf Course. Get your foursome in, sponsor. Or you can become a big brother or big sister in the Greenville, Montcalm County area on the west side of the state. 231-349-1661. You can also sponsor a hole. Like I said, get a foursome. I'll be there with Mark Rasmussen and the Rasmussen family. And then on Sunday, August 15th, it's the annual Grand Rapids Community College baseball outing at the Scott Lake Country Club to honor the late Coach Hoffman. So that will take place on Sunday, August 15th. So get a foursome in there and support the Grand Rapids Community College baseball team. Coach Eddington and the crew building a national power in downtown Grand Rapids Sunday, August 15th. At the Scott Lake Country Club, which is in Comstock Park on the northwest side of GR, and that all will benefit and honor Coach Hoffman and also help Grand Rapids Community College Baseball. He would show proud to be a supporter of GRCC Baseball, led by one of the greatest home run hitters in Michigan State history and the pride and joy of Ionia, Michigan, Lord Michael Eddington I. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews. Everything is free to listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.